This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
She holds the record for the youngest person ever to host Saturday Night Live. And I'm sure her godfather, Steven Spielberg, is very proud of her. Who is it? Find out on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It is Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. First of all, we should take note that it's 2-22-22. And at 2-22, it's going to be a lot of twos. So make note of that. I don't know what you're going to do with that note, but... fun fact. All right, it's World Spay Day today, and this has been going on since 1995. It lands on the fourth Tuesday of February each and every year. So why should you do this? Well, okay, the obvious thing is that it will prevent unwanted births of puppies and kittens, but it's also going to protect your pet's health. It can decrease the risk of urinary tract infections, breast cancer, testicular cancer, and enlarged prostate glands in males. So despite the rumors, it's not going to impact your pet's intelligence, their weight, their ability to learn, or to play, or to work, or to hunt, or, as my cat does, sit on the couch. They will still be able to do all of those things. Everything will be all good. World Spay Day today. If you haven't done this yet, make the appointment. It is a good idea. It's National Supermarket Employee Day today. Yeah, the Food Industry Association is the one that set up this day in honor of supermarket employees. And these are like frontline workers at this point. They were going in when nobody else was to put food on the shelves and then give it to the Instacart people and then give it to us. Yeah, I did that for the entire pandemic. It was a lot of fun, because I didn't have to leave the house and didn't have to wear pants. It was amazing. I'd have to put on pants to go get the food from the outside when they put it on the front porch, but that was very limited pants time for me, so perfectly fine. All right. Sorry to make you imagine that. All right, so yeah, I'm not sure really what we can do to honor supermarket employees, but one thing that we can do that I know of is we can stop making the joke about the, if it doesn't scan, we get it for free, right? Like that joke, I am certain that they are all sick of that joke. I've heard it a bunch, and I'm not even a supermarket employee. I've just heard it while standing in line. Oh, I get that for free then, right? Actually, I've said the joke. That's why I've heard it. So stop making it. They don't like it. And apparently today would be the day that you should not make that joke, since we are trying to honor them and not annoy them. Also, don't get into the line, the 10 item line with like 15, 20, 30 items, because then they just have to yell at you, or they have to just check you out and deal with the stares from everybody else, because they're the ones getting blamed for this. So please don't do that. Oh, and you know what? I saw this the other day at the supermarket. Somebody had just taken some frozen food and just put it on the shelf somewhere else. Whether it's like needs to be refrigerated or it's frozen or whatever, don't leave stuff somewhere else on a supermarket. Put it away. Come on. Yeah. Actually, Reader's Digest put together a full list of things that grocery store employees hate. And those are some of the things. Well, the entire list is linked in the description as well as on our podcast. It's National Cook a Sweet Potato Day today as well. I don't really have much to say about sweet potatoes. I've never liked these. Yeah, see, these are the things you learn about me. I didn't wear pants for several months, and I don't like sweet potatoes. This is what you get for listening to the podcast every single day. You get to learn these things about me. So I didn't want to do much research on it, so figure it out on your own and have some sweet potatoes. There you go. You know what? We don't need to talk about sweet potatoes anyway, because it's also National Margarita Day. Yes, Margarita Day. They actually have an entire website around this. It's linked in the description, and they've got recipes on margaritas and some general tips on tequila. And one of the things that's on that website is the 10 reasons why tequila is actually good for you. Yeah. I don't know if this is true. I'm no doctor, as I've said on the podcast, but let's go along with this. Let's see what it can do. It can actually, supposedly, help blood sugar, weight loss, and even cholesterol. So yes, I guess tequila can be good for you. Now, what I'm uncertain of, because it doesn't say this on the site, is if it does those things by making you throw up whatever you ate, because that is the only health benefit that I had from tequila. And I wouldn't exactly call that a health benefit. Yeah, actually though, they also say on the site that if you have 100% agave pure tequila, you will not get a hangover. Yeah, the site is very comprehensive. Of course, they did miss a few reasons of why tequila is good for you. I had some that I know of, right? Well, first of all, drinking enough means that you're not going to remember what you ate. And some doctors will tell you that if you don't remember eating it, there's no calories in it. Yeah, I'm not sure, you know, where you find that particular doctor that'll tell you that, but that's a possibility. How about this one? After a few shots, you're going to find yourself catching up with sleep. And sleep is good for you. Sadly, that sleep will probably be on the floor of a bar. So that could be a problem, or perhaps next to a toilet. I don't know. The other one is, you know, if you drink enough at work, you'll be sent home because they don't want to deal with you. And it'll probably be your last day, and you won't have to deal with the place anymore. Okay. Yeah. All right. I know I only take up 10 minutes of your day. Aren't you glad? Yeah. So that leaves you with a whole lot of time to fill with other great podcasts. So that's why we feature a new podcast each day. The podcast of the day for you to check out today is 140 characters. This is a new podcast about Twitter's main character of the week. You know, the main character, the person that's causing all the drama on Twitter. Well, Edze and Ashley, they figure out who that is, and they take listeners through their Twitter timelines of their favorite tweets of the week. These are two hilarious women who have spent too much time on their phones every week. Please join 140 characters for the podcast of the day. It comes out each Friday, so you got a couple of days, but this means you can catch up on the older episodes. The link to the podcast is in the description and also on our website. Also in the description, you're going to see a link to our Patreon account. Become a Patreon for just a few bucks a month. You'll receive commercial-free access to the podcast. Join me for behind-the-scenes live streams of recordings and get your birthday mentioned alongside the celebrities. Click the link in the description to join. All right, we're going to take you back in time now. Back to 1980 and the Miracle on Ice. Yeah, the Miracle on Ice happened on this day. This was an ice hockey game during the 1980 Winter Olympics. This was in Lake Placid, New York, and it was the U.S. versus the Soviet Union. The Soviets were a sure thing to win, right? Everybody thought that they were going to win. If you were betting, you were putting your money on the Soviets because they had won basically all the time. Like, they had this huge win streak. And here was the other thing. The United States pro hockey players from the NHL could not play in the Olympics. So these are college kids. These are amateur players versus the pros of the USSR. The US coach said that great moments are born from great opportunity. And that is what they had that night. They were underdogs, and the score was proving it. It was 2-1 with seconds to go. They scored a goal, tying the game. It goes into extra, and at the end, it was the U.S. victorious 4-3. Many call this the greatest moment in sports, not just in hockey, but in sports. And many people also say that it led to the pride in the USA. The big pride that we had back in the 80s, it was huge, right? Like, come on, Rocky movies, all of those? Yeah. Could have been a result of this game. One of the announcers Al Michaels, was famous for his line, "Do you believe in miracles?" And that's actually how we got the name, The Miracle on Ice. All right, the youngest person ever to host Saturday Night Live. Well, she did it in 1982. Speaking of the 80s, she was just 7 years old. And by the way, her godfather is Steven Spielberg. I'm sure he was pretty proud of this appearance for Drew Barrymore. She was promoting his movie E.T. back then. Today, she is 46. George Washington was born on this day in 1732. Steve Irwin was born on this day in 1966. Jerry Ryan, 53. James Blunt, 47. And that is your look at February 22nd. Thanks for listening to this today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Tomorrow, we're going to talk dog biscuits, banana bread, and Gary Coleman. Again, an odd combination. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.